How rising interest rates are exacerbating debt across Africa. Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Will Bain, in for Liana today. Thanks for being with us. Yeah, you wouldn't think perhaps that decisions Jerome Powell and his team at the US Federal Reserve in Washington are making would impact, say, someone's life so directly in southern Nigeria. But that is exactly what's happening, according to the NGO The One Campaign. Our reporter Nkechi Ogbonna has more on that. Morning, Nkechi.
Morning. Great to be here.
What have The One Campaign been saying then?
So the campaigns have said over 22 African countries are in a huge debt crisis owing to high interest rates. And it also says African countries have debts reaching about $645 billion as at 2021. And some of these African countries will spend almost all their revenues repaying these debts, which would affect several sectors of the economy.
Right. So these sort of rising rates around the world have actually increased the cost of this borrowing.
Exactly. And this is due to the type of interest rates that they have amounted over time. You know, some of these lenders, especially the bilateral lenders, serve up rates up to 7%. And even from countries like China, The One Campaign is suggesting economies like the G20, the richer countries, should increase the volume of affordable investments in multilateral lenders like the World Bank, the IMF, the African Development Bank.
I guess the problem is being that they've got issues at home to deal with, haven't they? And they're worried about, at a time when there's economic trouble in a lot of these countries, that they'll default on these debts, that they won't be able to pay them back.
That's exactly the problem, because these debts are increasing. So a lot of them are defaulting because of recent external factors like the Russia-Ukraine war. I mean, most of these countries are still recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic. And so there is a food crisis, in food insecurity crisis in some of these countries as well.
The BBC's Africa business correspondent Nkechi Ogbonna in Lagos, thanks so much for breaking that down.
It was great to be here. Thank you.
Let's check in on the numbers now. Yeah, China has intensified efforts to stimulate the economy and support its currency today. The People's Bank of China will trim the amount of foreign currency deposits banks are required to hold. The move came hours after authorities also announced fresh stimulus for the beleaguered property sector we've been talking about all week and unveiled plans to expand tax breaks for child and parental care as well as education. Not much impact on those markets, though. The Shanghai Composite Index closed up just over 0.5%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong, where a lot of those big Chinese firms are listed, ended the week down again, and it's down 6% this year. So one for us to keep watching on the programme. To Paris now. And a ban on electric scooters for hire has come into force today. It follows a referendum in April in which residents of the French capital voted non to their continued presence there. The BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris has more.
Over the last few weeks, the estimated 15,000 e-scooters run by the three operating companies have been gradually withdrawn, mostly being redeployed to other cities in Europe, including London. From being the first European city to introduce on-street hiring, Paris is now becoming the first capital to ban it, the experiment having lasted just 5 years. For some here, it's a mighty relief, the nuisance of the machines vastly outweighing their usefulness. For others, tourists, for example, or late-night revelers needing a quick ride home, it's a mighty shame.
Hugh Schofield in Paris. A major music label has signed a digital pop star whose voice has been made with the help of artificial intelligence. Warner Music now have Nu Nori on the books, who is releasing her first song with the German DJ Alla Farben. So, what does this type of artist mean for the wider music industry? The BBC's technology reporter Shona McCallum has been to Berlin to find out.
Just a little push, that's enough to start a chain reaction.
This is the sound of Nu Nori. She's a virtual character, an Instagram influencer, and has worked with big fashion brands. And I've come to Berlin to meet her creator, Jörg Zuber.
I created her in my mind first. I did a little sketch of her.
And now his creation, this avatar living in the digital world, has a record deal with a major label.
Oh my God, this is amazing. It was accelerating my pulse when I got the email from Warner Music Central Europe. They were like asking me, are you interested in music? And I say, well, what a question.
Her appearance has been created using 2D graphics and motion capture. Her voice has been created with the help of artificial intelligence.
We didn't want to create like a human voice. We wanted to have it a bit like technology, like a bit tech voicey. So the bass and the original voice of her is my voice.
And to make the sound they wanted, they got a singer involved too.
And there comes the moment where we used AI technology.
Although Nunuri's voice has only been helped by artificial intelligence and the AI plays a small role in this case, it's the rise of generative AI that has worried artists whose voices, lyrics and sounds have been used, often without their consent.
I'm Jamie Njoku Goodwin. I'm chief executive of UK Music, which is the collective voice of the UK music industry.
It's about understanding about transparency. It's about knowing what content and what data AIs have been trained on. It's about ensuring that there's adequate labelling, so we know whether or not a piece of music is AI generated. But also there's questions about things like personality rights. So at the moment in the UK, personality rights aren't really properly protected. You can essentially generate an AI version of someone, of a pop star, of a singer, and they wouldn't have any rights about how that is used.
Clearly the use of AI is becoming more mainstream, but now that it's officially entering the charts, will it ever get to number one? Like dummy, dummy.
Well, there you go. You know what Shona McCallum's going to be dancing to in Berlin this Friday night. If you're anything like our producer, Ollie, today, that's going to be stuck in your head all day. I think I probably should apologise for that. Thanks so much for listening to us this week. James has been driving the desk. I've been Will Bain. Thanks so much for listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.